You know, sometimes it's good to do things early and you dictate your own destiny. You don't want to have to worry about what other teams are doing. And when you have an opportunity and it's sitting right there in front of your face, you want to make sure you sort of solidify, you know, where you are and what you're trying to do.
What do you think of the prospects of having Danny on the field alongside Brandon, as much as he's improved during Danny's absence?
I think that's going to be a really good thing because Brandon has been playing really well, been tackling well, making big plays, had, you know, interception. I don't know if he had a sack last week, but you're now having Danny in there with him. You know, it's like that duo that we had at the beginning of the season where you got two guys that are going to, you know, really perform really well and in the middle and demand their dominance when they're out there playing.
Marcus, did you notice David Burton out there last week?
I did. I think he had like 10 tackles last week. He was everywhere, actually. And that's the thing. That's what he does. He's one of those guys that can get out there and play free safety, strong safety, corner, you know, block punts, put him on, you know, special teams. And he's that guy that no matter where you put him, he's always going to be effective. And he was out there making a lot of plays, and I know he's going to get some play time this week.
That competition between you and Vaughn for a number of sacks, is that still going strong at this point?
It's still going strong. He's 3.5 ahead right now. So that I told him I need to get 4, and he needs to get 3. So that make him 6. He'll have 16.5. So he'll be leading the league if he does that, and I'll be right behind him. I know this week we have to get pressure. I mean, Phillip gets off the ball really fast. We got to be able to, you know, get a lot of batted balls and get pressure on him to, you know, make him move around in the pocket this week.
They do a couple things well, like you just kind of stated, that yards per pass is kind of big chunks, and then third down conversions. What do you have to do on third down in particular to get them off the field, stop drives?
We really talked about that this week. One thing we have to do is get them in bigger third and longs. They've been in a lot of third and four, third and two, because they've been good on first and second down. So we have to get them on longer third down plays, third and nine and tens that make them make, you know, Phillip hold the ball a little bit longer, and we got to be effective in the pass rush.
What have you seen on first and second down that they do so well to get those third and shorts?
You know, they do screens, they do draws, they do a lot of you know, quick plays, and a lot of their sometimes quick passes are like runs to them, because you can see their offensive lineman still doing, you know, run blocking. So we got to be able to, you know, stop those plays, and we have to get, you know, some of those tackle for a loss plays that put them in longer yardage.
You're new to this, DeMarcus. Why is it that Rivers gets under guys' skin, even though he doesn't curse, talks a lot, but why is it that he's constantly animated and guys are chatting with him?
And that's the thing, like a lot of quarterbacks aren't animated. Like you said, he doesn't, you know, curse or anything like that, but a lot of quarterbacks that usually don't say much, but he'll talk. But also he'll, you know, if you hit him, you know, he might say, hey, you know what, that was a nice hit, and pat you on the shoulder. And, you know, that'll sort of piss you off a little bit, especially a defensive guy. So that'll get up under your skin. But, I mean, it's all fun and games. At the end of the day, you're not trying to go out there and hurt nobody or, you know, talk trash to anybody. But at the end of the day, it's a game, and we're out there playing, having a good time.
Was there a guy when you were with the Cowboys that was always a nemesis?
To be honest with you, it was Phillip.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of those guys. I mean, I hadn't even sacked him in my career yet, so that's a big thing for me. So if I get a hold of him, he'll know that I'm there.
Yeah.
So, but you know, he's one of those quarterbacks. He's really good. He plays really well. He's one of those top five quarterbacks that always, you know, making big plays and doing big things.
Chris has said after the last two games that he's seen like a new unity, love for each other, enthusiasm on defense. Did it take a little while for this group to kind of really come together with a lot of new players?
I think a lot of guys had to sort of just figure out where they fit, like where they fit in the defense, their responsibility, and what they do best. And that takes a little bit of time. And now you see guys, you know, as a conglomerate, we're doing really well, stopping the run. We're able to, you know, make big plays, and that has a carryover into this week.
Were you happy to see Malik get a sack on Sunday?
I was. Actually, man, we were talking about that. I told him we was going to run a D-line stunt up front, and where I went underneath and he came around, and that one didn't work. So I just said, hey, Malik, I'm going to run around the corner. If the quarterback steps up, you better have my back. And he stepped up, and he was there, and he looked at me. He was like, ah, we got him. But it's pumped. I mean, when you talk about plays and you make those plays, and that's what teamwork's about.